guys, happy Valentine's Day, 情人节快乐。我是 Jenny, 你正在收听由开源英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hello guys, this is Adam. Happy Valentine's Day.
你自己的声音已经很 sexy 了，你不用再装一个了。
I wanted to do a French one though.
Oh.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day is a day of love.
Amore.
Amore
是
Italian,
yeah. 都搞错了。Anyways, 今天呢，情人节也是我和 Adam 陪伴大家度过的第 N 个情人节了吧。
Yeah, there's been a few.
对 ,but I think it's really sweet, 我们这么多年陪伴大家啊。然后呢，这其实每年到了情人节也是对我们俩的一个考验，就是我们今年可以用一个什么样新的角度来教大家一些新的跟情人、跟爱情有关的英语。
It's a tricky...
Right?
Situation sometimes, but I think we have a pretty good angle this year.
我们今年的 angle 是什么呢?
Well, we're just going to find some expressions with the word love, or that use the word love.
对,那爱 love, 大家都知道,但是呢,我们今天要分享一些你可能不知道的,但在英语里很常用的和 love 相关的小短语。
That's right. I guarantee there's going to be at least one...You've never heard of.
我就在准备今天节目的时候学到了一个新的。对 ，OK， 好，那也祝福大家情人节快乐，祝有情人终成眷属。然后在这一天，it doesn't matter if you're single or if you're taken. We hope you have a wonderful day.
Sure do.
OK， 那情人节啊，它的英语就是
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.不是 Lover's Day.
Lover's Day. Well, it is a day for lovers.
Yes. 那 Valentine's Day, 这个 Valentine 听起来好像一个人的名字呀。
Yes, Saint Valentine.
他就是一个圣人是吧、就罗马帝国时期的一个 Saint.
Yes.
一个圣人。那其实有很多关于他的这个 legends, 有很多传说。所以有一个传说就是说当时因为罗马帝国要出去打仗，然后呢 ，he was secretly marrying people so that they don't need to go to war。对，然后还有什么传说，反正就各种各样传说。总之，他就是一个和爱就保护爱人的这么一个圣人。
Right。
所以呢，我们就用他的名字来命名二月十四日
，Valentine's Day。
Valentine's Day。好，那二月十四日。二月在英文里面属于比较难发音的一个月份。
Right. February.
February. February.
Yeah, a lot of people will actually pronounce this differently. Some people will really stress the February. But most people would just say, at least when you're speaking quickly, February.
February,就不要太担心第一个 R,
right? February.
February.Okay, February. 那2月14号英语可以说
You could say February 14th.
February 14th.Okay, good.
好，
那在开始今天和 love 相关的说法之前呢，我们还是先来看一下 love 的发音。
Okay.
因为我觉得 V 这个发音啊，是对有些朋友来说有一点困扰。
Ah, yes, yes. Yeah, a lot of people will make it kind of sound like a W.
Oh, love.
Yeah.
对，但是大家一定要注意发 V 的音的时候，你的牙齿
bite your lip a bit.
Yeah, your upper teeth,
yeah.
right? 你的上门牙应该是碰触到你的下嘴唇的。
Love.
The.
Yeah, like don't do it too hard.
不是 love.
yeah, just love.
Love, right?Love. 那我爱你。
I love you.
I love you.然后你的爱人，你的情人。
Ooh, lots of words here, but lover is a good one.
Lover?
Lover.
但我们以前也做过节目说不能随便用 lover 这个词。
We did make that show, and I stand by what I said. I mean, unless...I guess it depends on how many lovers a person has.
但是比如我介绍我的男朋友说 Oh, come meet my lover. That sounds super weird. 就很奇怪。
Yes, it sure does. Like my aunts, like my parents' generation, they use this word a lot. And I think a lot of Europeans would use it.
对我也觉得听起来就很欧洲很
Right.
很 dramatic.
Right, and this is my lover.
是是是一般就叫 It's my boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, and wife 就可以了啊。好，那我们还是 bring it back to 我们今天节目的重点和 love 相关的一些说法。
Okay. Well, the first one we're going to talk about is one you've probably heard before, and that is in love.
Oh, 对，就是一个人如果他在恋爱、在爱情这个状态里面你可以说、he or she is in love.
Right. Now, most importantly here, like always, it's the preposition.
对，这个介词很重要。
So, we would never say, I'm in love you, he's in love her. It's always in love with
someone. 对, in love with someone. 然后还有一点要注意的就是这个 in love with someone, 那个 someone 不一定 in love with you, 你有可能是单相思对不对
Unless you are in love with yourself.
哦、oh, 就很多人要爱自己不是挺好的吗 I'm in love with myself this year. 好的那接下来的一个说法呢和这个 in love有一点像但我们在前面又加了一个动词
Right, the verb here is fall in love
To fall in love
When I fall in love
对然后 fall 就是你摔了一跤或者你就是掉到一个洞里面
Right, oh no
掉到爱情的深渊里面了
Love hole
坠入爱河嘛我们说 fall in love river
Oh, okay, the river is good Yeah,
yeah the river of love
The river of love、yeah.
但英语里面你就可以简单的说 To fall in love
Right, and again, with somebody
Someone, 对好的那最浪漫的但是可能也不太可靠的就是一见钟情
Yes, okay, so we have done a few lessons about this one I think a lot of you guys are already familiar with love at first sight
这里又是介词很重要
Yes, exactly
Love at first sight、这个 sight 就是 to see
Yes、
First sight
Right
第一次见、
But again, so this is going to be a little bit different because it's not I was love at first sight with、you, right?
我对你一见钟情
well, It's more like you would say like、when we met or when we fell in love, it was love at first sight.
要这样来表达、
Right, so it's not, you're not saying I am love at first sight with you.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
I do. But for the same reason I believe, yeah, or I can answer the question, what came first, the chicken or the egg? It's just, there's a lot of science behind it now.
对,我们今天开言的会员课程就是讲 love at first sight, the science, right? 这课也很有意思啊。总之它就不太 reliable,、不是很靠谱。OK, 那接下来的一种爱呢 ,it's very cute.、
It's also a song, and they called it puppy love. Puppy love.
Puppy love, P-U-P-P-Y.
Right.
Puppy 不是一个小狗吗、
right.
?Like a baby dog.
Baby dog.
但这里 puppy love 指的是人与人之间的爱情、
So when you're very young, maybe you're still in school,you know, you meet someone, could be love at first sight,、and your relationship is just kind of cute.、People find your relationship cute. Like when I was in grade six, I had a girl I used to visit every day after school,、and her parents thought I was really cute, and、my parents thought she was really cute.
所以这种就叫
puppy love.
How young, or 就是 what's the age range, 你觉得 for?
Well, it's probably a bit younger in North America than China,、but like middle school.
就初中。
Right, you know,、high school, middle school.
对对 puppy love.、OK, 但有一些 puppy love, 青梅竹马的爱情呢最后你发现 well, that person turns out to be the love of your life.
Right, the love of my life.、
这个就是非常确定非常坚定的了、就是你一生里面最爱的那个人、
right.
是吧
Right, so you might hear this at a wedding.Right, when someone, the groom is saying to the bride, you know, you are the love of my life.
对
Please、就是、take this ring.
是就是结婚誓言的时候、you're the love of my life. 啊，你是我一生的挚爱。OK, 好那接下来呢我们来看一些 When you fall in love, 里面有很多 chemistry 啊、就这种化学反应或者 you know, it's very hormonal,
it
荷尔蒙的冲动。
It sure is.
就会导致你会怎么样
Well, one phrase we have is love struck.
Love struck.
Right.
这个 struck 就让我想到比如 you can be struck by lightning.
Lightning, yeah.
被雷 劈到了那种，然后大家可以继续想象，就不是 lightning， 不是雷，而是 love。
It's love, yeah, but it can be just as damaging.
对，
right?
就是有一种你被爱冲昏了头，是吧？ Love struck.
So love struck here, I don't want to say that it's negative. It's not negative, but we do sometimes say like, oh, look at that guy, you know, walking around like a love struck.Animal or something, you know, because he can't think straight.
对对对
He's making mistakes.
对，就是有点失去理智的感觉。
I think so, yeah.
嗯、oh, love struck. 然后呢，就天天想啊，他有没有在想我啊？ Mm. 然后就拆一片玫瑰花，这样就是啊、maybe you can be a little lovesick.
Yeah, lovesick. I think this one's better too because again, it's not super negative. It's just describing what happens.Right? You know, you meet that person, maybe there was some love at first sight, and then they go away.、
Oh.
And then how do you feel? You feel terrible.
对，其实这个 lovesick 和比如你出远门，你很想家 homesick、是一样的概念。
Yeah, exactly.、You just need it. You want it.
对，就是你害相思病啊。然后是不是还有一种说法叫 love blind or love、is blind?
Well, love is blind. That's another...expression you always hear at weddings、because it's in the Bible and there's lots of songs, you know, love is blind, love is patient.
所以就它也不是很 negative, 不像中文如果你把它翻译成爱情是 well, I guess it could work, 爱情是盲目的。
So when we say love is blind, we're saying that like, you know, my partner, my lover, I don't see the bad side. I don't see the bad parts. But when we say love blind, then it's almost like that's too far.
就是失去理智了，然后是吧
You're ignoring important things. Like you always see cases where, you know, a man kills another man for a woman.Maybe you don't always see that, but it's, you know, it's always an excuse that comes up, right? Or maybe not kill someone, but he robs a bank.
就失去理智了嘛, right?
You lose your ability to think clearly.
是的是的那没办法 because you have love goggles on.
Yeah, you're wearing those love goggles.
这个也是 Adam 刚教我的他说对啊这种 love struck, love sick, love blind 就是因为他戴了一副爱情眼镜他看出去的东西只有这个爱是吧、
Right, exactly. So we can say you're wearing love goggles, you're not seeing clearly. There's another very similar expression I love.
叫什么
Beer goggles.
啤酒眼睛
Yeah, and especially when you think about love at first sight, right?
Yeah.
So maybe someone is at the bar and he sees a girl and it's love at first sight, but actually he had many beers to drink.
就一个人喝太多你可以说 oh, he's wearing beer goggles.
Yeah, so it was love at first sight, but I was wearing my beer goggles. And then, you know, the next time you see each other, oh.
goggles 就是眼镜但是那种比较大大厚镜片的那种
You would wear them when you're skiing
or
swimming.
Doing a science experiment.
Or a science experiment.
好的那我们最后再说几个稍微长一点的说法啊。第一个是
All's fair in love and war.
All is fair, 这个 fair 是公平的意思吗?
In love and war.
就在爱情和打仗的时候,所有的东西都是公平的。
Or it's just, it's allowed, it's okay. It's not so much fair here, it's just kind of like...Anything goes.
就没有 rules.
Right.
是这个意思吗?
Exactly.
对所以因为我之前也不知道这个说法然后 Adam 告诉我以后我又去 Google 上面说这个中文是什么然后就有看到特别 literal 的 translation 说在爱情和战争里一切都是公平的。
Yeah, it doesn't really get the...
对
the point across.
但后来我看到一个我觉得比较准确的翻译是说在情场和战场上你可以不择手段。
Anything goes.
Anything goes,、yeah. 对吧?Anyway, 这个听起来比较 negative. Let's end the show on a positive note.
Okay.
最后说一个非常温暖的好了。
Okay. Love will find a way.
Love will find way. Or love will find its way.
Its way, our way.、Yeah.
都可以。Anyway, the idea is the same. 就是即使有很多挑战和困难、obstacles, 最后有情人终成眷属。
This is basically the plot of every romantic movie, right? There's two people, the audience wants them to be together,
对,
but there's so many obstacles or challenges, or she has to get married to this idiot that nobody likes, but he's really rich, but in the end, love finds a way.
对对，有情人终成眷属。好，那这也是我们对大家的祝福，而且很重要的，不管你是你有一个爱人，还是你今天独自过，Love yourself. I really think that's the basis for everything.
Right.
You can't love others unless you know how to love yourself.
Well said.
好，我们今天的节目就到这儿。Happy Valentine's Day, guys. And we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye, guys.